Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to another edition of the Mid-Morning Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Issa. Every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 13th of Muharram 1447, corresponding to Wednesday the 9th of July 2025. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected listeners, today we're going to be discussing the sacred duty of honoring one's parents and caring for them. Whether our parents are living, whether one or both. You know, there's a maid notice in our family that a very close relative, actually my mother's cousin, and that is the maid of marhum Marhum Haji Abu Mita, Abu Bakr Muhammad Mita, who is the husband of Azima Mita and the father of Tohir Tasneem Kausar and Muhammad. The Janaza Salah will be after Zohar Salah at the Muhammadiyya Masjid in Sparks Road. Burial will be at the Brook Street, the Kabristan, and this will be after Zohar Salah. Now, if you are from the Durban area, you would know the marhum Haji Abu Bakr Mita. He was an ex-Orient maths teacher, a very excellent maths teacher. And he was a family member of ours. And we must make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant the marhum and all marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Well, he's covered with Noor. Mubarak month here, he got Muharram. And we grant the families a sabrun jameel. And that's why today we chose the topic about the importance of looking after one's parents. Whether one or both the parents have passed on. And this is a reminder for each and every one of us that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften our hearts and guide us in serving them in a way that will earn His pleasure and not His displeasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom has linked the command to worship Him directly with kindness to parents in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 23. And the transliteration is, and your Rabb has decreed that you worship none but Him, but that you be kind to your parents, whether one or both of them reach their old age, and you say not even a oof, and do not repel them, but speak to them in a noble word. You know, they say if Jannat lies under the feet of your mother, but also the key to Jannah is your father. The father plays such a pivotal role in a child's life. You must look after your parents, look after your father, look after your mother. Because speaking from experience, when you lose the one parent, and my father was a He was more of a friend to me rather than my father. Yes, he brought me up in the correct way, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala bless him. Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr noor. Grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen. And he always kept me on Sirat al-Mustaqim. And that's the main thing that, as a parent, that is the biggest achievement. To see the child on the straight path and not deviating. That is the biggest accomplishment that they can ever have. So we reflect for a moment, and the right after Tawheed, that is the oneness of Allah, comes the kindness to one's parents. You know, we hear of so many incidents where people or the parents are in old age homes. You know, but we make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant each and every one of them hidayat. You know, it's sad to see such old people that are in the old age homes. And when it comes to kindness to parents, that is no small matter. This shows us that serving our parents isn't a culture or good akhlaq. Rather, it's a divine obligation. Allah Ta'ala says in the noble Quran in Surah Al-Isra that we mustn't even say an oof to our parents. That's how severe warning it is for us. Have you ever wondered when you go to your beloved mother, if your mother is alive, if your mother has passed on, Allah Ta'ala grant her the Jannat al-Firdaus for the cover of Noor? Have you ever looked at how powerful is a mother's dua? Have you ever went to your beloved mother and said, Mommy, make a dua for me? Say, better I always make dua for you. In whatever you do, Allah Ta'ala must keep you safe. Keep you on Sirat al-Mustaqeen. You know, mothers will make various du'as for you. And we don't realize how important those du'as are. You know, sometimes when you're having a... And your aunt, your mother's sister, replaces your mother when she has passed on. I've got two aunts from my mother's side and one aunt from my father's side. And our eldest auntie, you know, Allah Ta'ala give her a long, healthy life. You know, she's in her 70s. Allah Ta'ala bless her and give her afia. I mean, you know, and she's like the head of the family. Since my nani passed away in 2005, she has been the head of the family ever since. And, you know, when you need to speak to somebody, my mother is still alive, alhamdulillah. And I always tell my mother, you know, Mommy, make dua for me. She said, Ba, what's wrong? I said, no, I'm not feeling well. No, I'm not having the best of days. You know, and I promise you, your mother's dua, when you ask her to make dua for you, a mother's dua can make a bush of thorns into a bed of roses. A bush of thorns into a bed of roses. That's why we should take advantage and we should take our mother's du'as, because the mother's du'as can go so far in life. And you know, when our mothers pass away, some people I've spoken to them and they said, you know what, it's because of my mother's du'as I am here where I am today. It's because of my parents' du'as. We might not see it now because they are still with us. But Allah Ta'ala grant each and every one of us, the parents who are still alive, Jannat al-Firdaus, and grant them a long, healthy, wealthy, long life. So that's the thing, my dear respected listeners, that we should take full advantage, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the age of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years old. And if you have your parents whilst they're still around you, take advantage, look after them, because if you go and ask anybody, what is the one thing, if you had the opportunity, what is the one thing that you can have? He said, I will have one last conversation with my mother. Look how important it is, my respected listeners. That's why we should never think for a second that, you know what, they're going to be here forever. Always have that thing in the back of your head, that one day they're going to close their eyes. And what's going to happen after that? Then you're going to cry. You're going to regret that I should have did more. Now you have the opportunity. Make it count. Then you can live and say, you know what, I made khidmat of my parents. I made khidmat of my parents. I made khidmat of my father, alhamdulillah. So even in the time when he was a little bit sick, but whatever he needed, he says, you know what, he'll phone me. I can still remember those calls. He'll phone me at 5:30, 5:45. He'll send me back. Can you please come pick me up from work? No problem, Dad. He said, well, I need to go to the masjid. I need to go here. He take them wherever. Even if you're my beloved mother, wherever she needs to go. She knows I get upset a little bit here and there. But she still make that dua. She tell me, Ba, I make dua for you all the time. Fajr time and Isha time, I make dua for you. Make for all dua for the people. You know? So that's why we should take advantage and look after them. Now we were discussing what is the role of the mother, and now we're going to be discussing what's the role of the father. Now we're going to be discussing the role of a father. Obviously, and the role of a mother, when you as a child, when you give that one kick, when you were in the belly of her stomach, give her one kick, that one kick of pain that she suffered will not be equivalent to as much as you can do in this world. The amount of gold and silver you can give won't be equivalent to that one kick that you gave her while she was carrying you for that 8-9 months. when you were expanding, Allah Ta'ala was expanding you, making you grow from a piece of flesh, you grew into a human being, 2.8, 3.4, you know, various, some of us were a little bit lighter, some of us a little bit heavier when you were born. But imagine, your mother carried you for those 8, 9 months, and every time you were trying to get comfortable, she was suffering that pain because you were moving her ribs. You know, that one pain that she went through won't be equivalent to the gold and silver of this world. That's how much sacrifice she made for you. And the role of a father, alhamdulillah, let's look at what is the role, and discuss the role of a father. Like I just said, he might not have carried us in the womb of our mothers, but when you were born, it was the most blessed feeling you could have ever had of you being born into this world. He has now got the title from being a husband to a father. That weight of responsibility automatically shifts. Now he says, I'm a father. You look at the joy, the bundle of joy. He carried you in your arms, in his arms, like a length from your elbow to your palms. You were about that size and he carried you with so much care. Why? Because you are his life now. You are his, your child. He looks at you and he says, this is actually my child. You say, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. That Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with a beautiful child. You know? And that is the father's experience, because I can speak from experience that when my first son was born, that was the type of experience when you become from a husband to a father. I love both my children. No doubt. I love both my children equally. But the firstborn, that moment when you see in your child being born, and you see in the Qudrat of Almighty Allah, that a body, a form, a human being delivered, and the carrier being the mother. What is a beautiful sight to see your child be born, and you can see the doctor saying, there's the head coming, and then you see your child emerging into the world. You burst out with tears of joy because you're seeing your child being born. And as the years progress, our beloved father, he works silently in the background. Every time you want something, you say, Daddy, please get me this. Daddy, please get me that. He say, better no problem, I'll get it for you. He won't tell you when, but one day he'll come and he'll give it to you. No questions asked, you got your gift, what you wanted. But have you ever thought how and where he got it from? What means did he have to give? Obviously, we turn to Almighty Allah first and ask Allah Ta'ala to help us to protect our children and guide them. We make dua. A father's dua to a child is one of the duas that are readily accepted. But have we ever thought that my father, I asked my father, you know, Daddy, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, as a child. You know, you see these things that you always want. It's the first thing you see, and you tell your father, Daddy, I want this, yeah. But as you grow older, and when you become a father, you will realize what your beloved father was going through. He carried the responsibility, and he protected you. And like I said, he often, majority of the time, bore that silence of stress of life. He never showed you that he was going through such a stress, and that is the power that Allah Ta'ala gives a father. That in front of a child, he shows his happy face, but the child cannot pick it up that my father got a mountain of stress on his back. That what he's going through, the child cannot see. Allah Ta'ala makes it such. Only the husband and wife, they discuss, they make mashura, the stress and the responsibilities of the home. But that's why they don't put it, they don't show the child that this is what we're going through. This is what's happening. It's not the child's responsibility. The child is in this world. We brought the child. But Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala provides, and Allah Ta'ala gives the barakat of the child. Children come with their own blessings in the home. Some people, you ask them, what is the turning point in your life? They say when my second son was born, when my first daughter was born. You know, there's turning points in a person's life where they notice that when my child was born, barakah started flowing. Why? Because the child came with their own barakah in their life, in the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the father is the middle of the gates of paradise. And if you wish, you may lose it. Or if you wish, you may preserve it. This is narrated in Tirmidhi. That means you can either destroy your gate or you can look after that gate. Because some people, unfortunately, it is so sad that we see it, that people don't have, they disregard, they disrespect their beloved parents. It's a sad truth that it happens. You know, let's be honest. We see these things happening on a daily basis, that the parents have been pushed and been shoved. You know, children, when they get married, the parents are alone. Now when the parent wants to come visit the child, the one brother will say, no, you must stay by. You must keep mommy. No, you must keep daddy. You must keep mommy and daddy. Pushing their parents, pillar to post. But when it came for you, when you were growing up, you asked your father or your mother 100,000 times, what's this, what's this, what's this, what's this, what's this, what's this? Did they ever tell you, you know, get out from here, I don't want to see you, or I don't want to do anything with you? Why? Because they loved you, they bore. Even if they had to answer you a million times, they'll still repeat. Because why? You are their child, you are growing up. It's not understanding, you're still understanding things in life. There's a beautiful quote that I seen. A parent tells the child, I lived in this world without you. I lived in this world without you, but you won't be able to live in this world without me. It's a cruel world. I lived in this world without you, but you won't be able to live in this world without me. We start learning. We take advantage. We don't realize that once they are gone, that it's just you and Allah by your side, and you have to take on this cruel world. You have to face the harsh realities of this dunya. This dunya is just a temporary abode, and we have to fight and we have to strive for our akhirat, and that is our final abode. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a small nasheed break, and when we return, we will definitely continue with the importance of one's parents.
Jo teri rehmat ka munkir wo mera dil nahi mangna jisko na hai wo koi sahil nahi hai karam parwar karam mere gunahon par na ja rahm ke qabil hoon main insaaf ke qabil nahi hazir hai hum
لبیک اللہم لبیک لبیک
لبیک اللہم لبیک لبیک
لا شریک لک لبیک ان الحمد والنعمت
ان الحمد والنعمت
لک والملک حمد و ثنا تیرے سوا کوئی نہیں
لائق حمد و ثنا تیرے سوا کوئی نہیں
سننے والا آسیوں کی التجا کوئی نہیں
سننے والا آسیوں کی التجا کوئی نہیں
ڈوبتوں کو جو بنا دے نہ خدا کوئی نہیں ڈھولیاں بھر دے جو سن کر موتا کوئی نہیں سوا تیرے سوا تیرے سوا کوئی نہیں سوا تیرے سوا تیرے سوا کوئی نہیں ترغ دامن بھی ہمارے ترغ دامن بھی ہمارے اور آنکھیں بھی ہیں نم
حاضر ہے حاضر ہے حاضر ہے ہم حاضر ہے حاضر ہے حاضر ہے ہم
میرے اللہ
حاضر ہے حاضر ہے حاضر ہے ہم حاضر ہے حاضر ہے حاضر ہے ہم
لبیک اللہم لبیک لبیک
لبیک اللہم لبیک لبیک
لا شریک لک لبیک ان الحمد والنعمت
ان الحمد والنعمت
لک والملک
لا شریک حاضر ہے حاضر ہے حاضر ہے ہم حاضر ہے حاضر ہے حاضر ہے ہم
میرے اللہ
حاضر ہے حاضر ہے حاضر ہے ہم حاضر ہے حاضر ہے حاضر ہے ہم
لے چلی رحمت کی جانب لذتیں تحفے حرم
لے چلی رحمت کی جانب لذتیں تحفے حرم
آسیوں مسکین و مجرم ہو رہے ہیں محترم
آسیوں مسکین و مجرم ہو رہے ہیں محترم
ہاں یہ تیری شان کریمی یہ تیرا لطف و کرم بڑھ رہے ہیں تیری جانب تیرے بندوں کے قدم موتا تیری رضا تیری خوشی تیرا کرم موتا تیری رضا تیری خوشی
25 minutes to 11 Central African time, and we returned to our program when we were discussing the importance of looking after one's parent or parents. So what is this? There was a story of a waliullah. There was a man by the name of Uwais al-Qarni, rahmatullah alayhi. A man who lived during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam but never met him. Due to unforeseen circumstances, or he was busy, or he was always busy, but never got a chance to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because one of the reasons was, he was making khidmat of his beloved mother. And despite the longing and yearning to see our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never left his aging mother unattended. Whatever the case was, he was always there for his beloved mother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him by name and told Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and Ali ibn al-Talib radiallahu anhu that if you meet this gentleman by the name of Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, ask him to make dua for you. Imagine that, my respected listeners. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Amir al-Mu'mineen about the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leaders of the Ummah, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and Ali ibn Talib radiallahu anhu, that when you meet Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, tell him to make dua for you. Imagine, a man not known for his wealth, not known for participating in any of the battles, but for one thing only, and that was for taking care of his beloved mother, looking after his mother, his elderly mother. And that elevated him in status to a point that even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought his dua, that when you meet Uwais Qarni, tell him to make dua for you. And you know, a lot of people, through this incident and through the story, that they kept their children's names Uwais. Muhammad Uwais. My nephew's name is Muhammad Uwais. When our parents grow older, they become a little bit more sensitive. You know, some of the parents will be a little bit of partially impaired, that we need to start talking to them a little bit louder, trying to make them, they'll keep repeating themselves. Even if they repeat it 100 times, this was the story that comes to mind now, where a father and son are sitting. The father is in his old age now. The father asks the child, now the youngster, you know, what's this here? So the son says, this is what it is. After 2-3 minutes, the father asks him again. The son tells the father again. On the third occasion, the father asks again. The son now getting a little bit annoyed. He breathes a sigh and he says, how many times did I tell you that this is what it is? Father, looking at the son, goes to his room, brings out a notebook. He opens the notebook and he shows his son. He tells his son, read this here. His son reads it. The child asked his father 251 times, what is this? And what was he asking? About a bird. 251 times, what is this? But the father did not complain. The father kept saying, better it's a bird. Better it's a bird. So we must try to be little bit more patient with them, because remember that they are getting at that age where they will become a little bit more forgetful. And they will become, as you would feel, that they are becoming annoying. But no, don't think of it as them being annoying. Because when we couldn't even hold a spoon, our beloved parents are the same people that taught us how to use a spoon. But when they come to ask you how to use a phone, then you want to be a hotshot and you want to tell them off. But we couldn't even hold a spoon, but they taught us how to hold a spoon. In Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Luqman, be grateful to me and to your parents, and to me is their final destination. We should always be reading this following du'as. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا Ya Allah, have mercy on my parents as they are old, just like how they had mercy on me when I was young. And if our parents have passed on, we make the following dua, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ Ya Allah, Rabbana ighfir li wa liwalidayya, forgive my parents, wa liwalidayya, and the believing Muslims, wa lil mu'minina, yawma yaqumul hisab, until the day of reckoning has been established. So we must always have this thing in the back of our head that serving our parents, our elderly parents, is not a burden, but rather it's a pathway for you to opening your way to Jannah. People fail to realize that this world is not even significant to a wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Almighty Allah. That's how it is a paradise for a kafir and a prisoner for a believer. Because this world is not permanent for us. In the afterlife, in the akhirat, we make dua in this world. This is our way to sow the seeds for our akhirat, to coin it. You know they say we want to coin it for the akhirat. We make dua, we make adhkar, we need dhikrs, various things. Why? To put our bank balance up in the akhirat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. Already, just by reading that day, one tree has been planted for you in Jannah. So imagine how powerful it is. The tasbihat of astaghfirullah. We need astaghfar. We need astaghfar. 1,000 astaghfirullahs is not only to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, but rather we ask Almighty Allah to open our path, open our road for us. Astaghfirullah has so many blessings. That the most beautiful blessing is by reciting durood and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the most beautiful blessing that one can ever have. If your parents have passed and returned to the mercy of Almighty Allah, and like today, of my beloved uncle, Haji Abu Bakr Mita, has returned to the mercy of Almighty Allah this morning, early hours of this morning, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him for all his sins. Whatever sins he has, Allah ta'ala forgive him. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ You know, in Ramadan also we make that dua in the last 10 days. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا Oh Allah, you love to forgive. So Ya Allah, you forgive us. And making such a dua that it is as though the sin hadn't been committed. That's how merciful Almighty Allah is, giving us opportunity. Allah Ta'ala's mercy overpowers His anger. Give out sadaqah on their behalf. If you see a person, a beggar on the road, give it, if you meet a one and two, and not no harm is going to come to you. Because you give a sadaqah on their behalf. Keep ties, keep family ties with their family, with their friends, with the asatizas that they used to keep. You know, obviously for the males, you know, you keep in touch with the satis from the masjid, the musallis, and keep in contact with them because your father used to frequent that masajid. So, used to keep up with their family, with his family and with his friends as well. Fulfill their promises if they have promised anybody and if they have owed anybody. That's why when you go for Janaza Salah, they make the announcement that if the marhum owes anyone any sort of debt, then you must please come forward to the family that they may clear it, because the debt of the deceased needs to be sorted out. That's the first thing that needs to, when you ask any Mufti Sahib or anybody, any alim, what is the first thing that needs to be done when a person passes away? They will say the debts of the deceased. That's the first thing that needs to be done. Look how important it is that the debts of the deceased needs to be sorted out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a man may be raised in status in Jannah and will ask, how did I get here? It will be said, by your child's dua for you. Your child, that you left an obedient child behind. They will ask, how did I get here? Every day we give out sadaqah. Every day we read one surah Yasin for them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because now they cannot even make one subhanallah that you and I can make. Rather, we read a Yasin for them. We make dua for them. That Ya Allah, Rabbana khfirli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Make that dua constantly. Beseech Almighty Allah that Ya Allah, you forgive them for all their sins, whatever sin that they committed. Make their maghfirat. You see, make their maghfirat. Make it easy for them in the qabr and protect them from the adab of the qabr. My dear respected listeners, we cannot repay our parents, not even, like I said earlier in the show, not even the time that they carried us on our back. We can't even repay them, not even if we carried them on our backs. On many, many hajjs, we cannot repay them for that one kick that we were in our mother's womb. But we can try with our sincere hearts, with the kind words, with the daily services and making dua for them. Let us not wait for a janazah to start appreciating them. Like I said earlier, before it's too late, go to your beloved parents, tell them that you love them. Because you don't know when you'll get that opportunity again to hear their voice. You know, people up till today, they want to hear, they yearn to listen to their parents' voice. Just that one voice of calling them out. Just listening to them, to their voice, even their father, you know. With technology today, you listen. You get this thing like call recordings. You know, automatically you get a download an app. It will record the voice call. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala made it such for me that I've got many voice conversations with my beloved father and I. You know, in this day and age, it's like that. And I got it kept safely. Why you preserve it now? Because you want to cherish that little moment. That little moment. And my father, alhamdulillah, he was a man of hikmah, a man of wisdom, and a man who would tell you something, not directly, but he will make it such that you must think for yourself what you need to do, how you must do it. He won't give you the answer, but he will tell you, think how to do it. And his words used to be, have tawakkal in Almighty Allah. Whatever the situation is, have tawakkal in Almighty Allah. That's the thing, we need to appreciate our parents before it's too late. Then you're going to sit, you're going to bang your head on the ground, and you're going to say, Ya Allah, I never make enough khidmat for my beloved parents. I never do enough for them. Why? Because you thought that, you know what, my parents are going to be here for a long time and I can do whatever I want. So we go up to our parents, kiss their hand, kiss their forehead, tell them that you love them, make shukr to them, and tell them that you appreciate what they do. And if you are staying a distance away, call them. Ask them how are they. Ask them to make dua for you. Your parents' doors are your doors to forgiveness. Your one door is closed, you still got an opportunity to ask your one parent to make dua for you. And keep their legacy alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to honor our beloved parents in this world. And if our parents have passed on, may He reunite us with them in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Until we meet again, from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Let me give you the rundown. And between 10 and 11, let me give you the rundown for the shows that are to follow. Next up will be the 11 o'clock news with Malana Zaid Khan. Thereafter, from 11 to 12, will be the Bliss of Marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab and Malana Zaid Khan. Then from 12 to 1 will be the News Hour with Alpha Sinkosi. And thereafter, 12 to 1 will be the lunch News Hour with Alpha Sinkosi. Then from 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah Tawbah. And then 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the Tafsir of Surah Al-Imran. Then lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali from 2 to 3. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Then 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture inshallah. And thereafter 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir. 7:30 to 8 will be Nasiha by Maulana Dawood Sirat. Then from 8 to 9 will be Medical Files with myself and the podiatrist, Dr. Ridwan Isaac. And then from 9 to 10 will be the Syria Report back by Maulana Ahmed Parak. 10 to 11 will be Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki. 11 to 12 will be an Urdu lecture of the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam by Qari Hanif Multani. Qari Tahir Hanif Multani, who is the son of Qari Hanif Multani, rahmatullah alayhi. So that is the lineup until 12 a.m. Jazakallah khairan, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.